Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, although Mr. Webster is still applying pressure to get Deputy Town Marshal Abner Peabody to serve the eviction papers on Grandpappy's Piers, nothing has yet been done about it. One of the reasons for the delay is that Lum is working on a plan to save Grandpap Spring for him. The other day, Abner misinterpreted this plan of Lum's and has severed relations with his partner. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Downs store and library. Cedric Weehunt has just entered. Listen.
Hey! Anybody here anywhere?
Cedric?
Oh.
Yeah, I never heard you come in.
Oh, what you doing down there in back of the counter, Mr. Abner?
Oh, just picking up some stuff.
Oh, I thought you was playing hide-and-go-seek or something.
No. I'm hunting around for different things here, Cedric.
Oh, you ain't going on no trip, are you? See, you got your hand satchel there.
No, Cedric, I ain't going on no trip.
Well, what are you packing up your things there for, then?
Well, I reckon I might as well tell you, Cedric. You'll find it out sooner or later anyway. I'm unsolving myself.
Oh, unsolved. Is that good or bad?
Well, that's good. Me and Lum has come to the parting of the ways, Cedric.
Breaking it up again, huh?
Yep, breaking it up. Never thought that Lum would turn out like he did.
Turned out bad, did he?
Oh, I'd rather not even talk about it.
Oh.
I reckon where I put that other pair of sleeve garters. I don't want to leave nothing around here for that Lum.
Well, you got a pair on there. You don't need no more, do you?
Yeah, I've got another pair here. I don't just want to give them to him, Cedric, if I can find them.
You're pretty mad with him, are you?
Yes, sir, I'm pretty mad.
You're just going to give up your half the store?
I don't know about that, Cedric. All I know is I'm getting out of here. You know what that varmint's aiming to do, Cedric?
No, well, what's he aiming to do?
I wouldn't tell it to nobody. I ain't that mean. I wouldn't tell it.
Good for you, Mr. Abner. If it's bad, I don't want to hear it.
I ain't that low down. He's aiming to get that spring of Grandpappy Spears for himself.
Uh-oh.
He's willing to do anything to get his hands on it. But I wouldn't tell that to a soul.
No, I don't blame you.
He even tried to get me to go in on a deal with him, but I stood right up on my two hind feet and said, no, sir.
I'm proud of you, Mr. Abner.
You just ought to hear the scheme that he's got studied up.
I don't want to hear it. I'm going to stuff up my ears.
First, he's going to buy that old Dillard place. You know the one right across the creek from Grandpap?
Oh, yeah. I've shot squirrels out there.
And then he's going to figure out some way to change the course of that creek to where the spring will be over on his property.
Bound you, I've shot 50 squirrels out there. I used to rock them, too, before I had a gun. One time I had to throw three times after an old black squirrel they had out there.
I never in the world would have thought that Lum would pull a trick like that. He's worse than that Mr. Webster, even. Darn it.
If you look out there in front, Mr. Abner, you can see one of the squirrel's tails on my car. See it right there on the radiator?
Uh-huh.
Sure looks pretty when it gets to waving in the breeze there when I get to going fast in my car, about 50 mile an hour downhill.
No, sir, that Lum sure fooled me. Dog, as I could have swore I had them extra sleeve garters down here at the store somewhere now.
Look, wait a minute, Mr. Abner. What's that wrapped around the stovepipe there?
Huh?
Ain't that one of them sleeve garters there?
Well, I do know. Yeah, that does look like it. Green and yellow, that's the right color.
It's awful pretty.
Now, I reckon how that thing could have got up there.
More likely somebody put it up there. I had one once. I just had one, though. It had sort of beads on it.
Yeah.
Prettiest thing I ever seen.
Huh.
I have to look that up somewhere.
Yeah.
Fine for a one-arm feller.
Yeah, you ought not to lose nothing like that, Cedric.
You know, that thing looks like it's holding a stovepipe together.
Yeah, it does, sort of. Er, wait a minute, I recollect. That Lom told me to fix that one day. I must have did that myself.
Must have.
Yeah, take it down for me, Cedric. I don't want to leave nothing around here. It belongs to me.
This bone, if I can get up there.
I ain't going to leave a single little scrap of nothing. Dad, blame it, there he comes.
There who comes?
That varmint Lom. I was in hopes I'd get all my stuff together and get out of here before he got here. I know one thing, I ain't a-speaking to him, though.
Oh, there you are, Abner. Just wondering if you'd be down here. I called over to your place, and Elizabeth said you'd left there. Been trying to talk to you for 3 days. Ever since you stomped off and left me out there at Grandpap's place the other day.
Hurry up with that, Cedric.
Well, I'm still studying up how to do it, Mr. Abner.
Oh.
What in the world is he doing, anyway? Standing there gawking at the stovepipe.
Well, he's Man, I ain't talking to you.
Ain't talking to me.
You tell him what you're doing, Cedric.
Oh, I'm just trying to figure out how to get that sleeve garter off the stovepipe.
Well, don't take that off of there. That's holding the damper in place.
Take it off, Cedric.
Well, I wondered what it would be doing up there. You don't put sleeve garters on stovepipes. They don't come down. Be funny if the cuff would come clean down over the stove.
Cedric.
Silly.
I'm the deputy town marshal, and what I say goes. Take that down from there.
Well, what is going on around here anyway?
If I was speaking to you, I'd tell you that I'm packing up my belongings and getting out of here, but I ain't speaking to you, so just find out for yourself.
Well, now, just hold your horses a minute. If you'll just simmer down for half a second, I'll explain everything to you. You got the wrong idea about that deal the other day, Abner. You went and jumped at a conclusion. That's what you done.
Nice day, ain't it, Cedric?
Mom?
Hurry up and get that sleeve garter off of there, Cedric. I want to get out of here.
Well, this is a big problem here. I can't slide it up over the roof, I don't think. It won't stretch far enough to where you can slip it down over the stove. It couldn't step out of it, no way.
Well, of
them
course
legs,
not.
Mom?
You can't do it that way, Cedric.
Well, how in the world did you ever get it on here in the first place?
The way you have to do it, Cedric, is
just
to...
a second here. I've heard all this prattle-prattle I can stand. If you leave here, Abner, just where do you think you're going anyway?
Cedric, will you tell Mr. Edders that it ain't none of his business?
Doggone it, now you did it. Broke up my thoughts just when I was getting an idea here how to do this.
Well, here, Cedric, all you gotta do to get that thing off of there is just take hold of the stovepipe where it's joined together there, right here, them two
Listen,
pieces.
Listen, Abner, I want to have a showdown with you right here and now. And don't give me none of that not speaking to me junk, neither.
I ain't speaking to you.
If you left out of here, just where would you go? What would you do?
Oh, I've got plenty of things I can do. Got my deputy work, for one thing. Looking after the jail. Taking care of the prisoners and all that.
Well, there ain't nothing to that. Besides, that job will end quick as Uncle Henry gets back to town.
Well... Till he does get back, I'm awful busy man, though. Fact is, I better make a couple of phone calls over the jail there right now.
Wait a minute, what for?
Well, I'll think of some reason to do it.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. Put down that phone. Cut out all this husking shuckings and listen to me. I want to talk to you about me wanting to buy the Dillard farm.
Oh,
the reason.
Cut down the old pine tree.
I know what you thought I was going to do, but you just got it all wrong.
Hello? Is this the jailhouse? This is Abner Peabody, the new deputy town marshal, talking. Yeah, how are all you prisoners getting along down there? Well, that's nice. Yeah, proud to hear it. Are all of you comfort?
Grannies, if that ain't disgusting.
Say, have you fellas busted up your rocks for today? Well, why ain't you? Now, there must be some rocks around there somers. Well, I know there's some big ones right over across the creek there. Well, go over and get them and bring them to the jail. Now, listen, you fellas do as I say. If you don't behave yourself, I'm coming down there and arrest a whole batch of you and slap you right in jail. Goodbye. Okay, I guess I showed them who's boss around here.
Yeah, you done wonderful there.
Hey, don't get away with nothing with me. I'll lock them up in that jail so quick. Okay, wait a minute. I can't put them in jail. They're done in there. Well, I'll think of something to do to you fellas. I'll throw you right out in the street. That's what I'll do.
Abner, they can't hear you.
Huh?
You ain't on the phone no more.
Well, that just shows you how busy I am right there. I don't even know whether I'm talking on the telephone or not.
Hey, Mr. Abner, I believe I could get it off if I could cut it.
Cut what, Cedric?
This here sleeve garter here.
Yeah, don't cut it, Cedric. That'd ruin it. That's a perfect good sleeve garter. There's plenty of wire left in that thing yet.
Abner, for the last time will you listen to me? I want to explain why I said I was interested in buying the Dillard place the other day. You see, I...
Cedric, if all this jabbering is bothering you, I'll arrest a certain party around here and throw him and his handlebar mustache both right smack in jail for you.
You ain't throwing me in jail or no place else. You're going to stand right there and listen to what I've got to say.
Oh, they cut down the old pine tree.
And stop that silly singing, Abner. I never aimed on us buying the Dillard farm for me. I was aiming on getting it for Grandpap.
Oh, sure. Anybody can see that, yeah.
Well, I was. I wish you'd stop being so sarcastic. I was just trying to figure out a way to save Grandpap's spring for him. That's all.
Natural.
Well, now, that's the truth. And you've got to believe me, Abner. I never had no interior motives up my sleeve or nothing else.
Oh, no, of course not.
All I was doing was just trying to extend the arm of friendship.
Oh, the what?
The arm of friendship. The arm of comradeship. But what happens? Everybody accuses me of trying to do a low-down, honor-handed trick. If you just trust me a little bit, Abner...
I trust you. Trust you just as far as I could throw an anvil. See, where'd I put that hand satchel on? Here it is. And I believe I've got everything
Abner,
now.
Set that satchel down and listen to me.
Just step aside, boy, before I arrest you for blocking up the traffic. Oh, they cut down...
Wait a minute, Mr. Abner. I ain't got your sleeve garter off of there yet.
Yeah, well, just keep trying, Cedric. And quick as you get it off, you can give it to Mr. Edwards there.
Mr. Edwards?
Yeah. Tell him to put it on that friendship arm of his.
Mom?
Anybody's got as much up his sleeve as that varmint has. He needs a good, strong sleeve garter. Oh, they cut down...
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lauman Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.